We are sick and afflicted because we do not do what the king says. And verse 25, look at this promise from God in verse 25, after he says what to do, and you shall serve the Lord your God. Now, what are we supposed to do?
Serve.
We have a misinterpretation of what service means. We're supposed to serve the Lord. Okay, so you say, I'm going to go to work for you. Okay, so if this man up here sitting on the front row who said he was from Brenham, let's say he's got a business or whatever, and he says, Thurman, I'd like to hire you. I said, okay, good. How much are you going to pay me? He said, well, I'll give you $100 a day. I said, okay, good, I'll take it. And he said, now I want you down here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you work till at least 5 every day, Monday through Friday. Okay, so the first day I'm there at 8:30, you know, and I think, yeah, I'll go to lunch at 11 and come back at 1, and then take an hour break in the afternoon, and then I go home at 4:30. I'm already fired on the first day. Goodness gracious. You know, it didn't take him a second to fire me. I didn't even get one day in. Now, he's not very merciful, is he? Is God a little more merciful than he is? And aren't you glad he's a little more merciful, huh? If he wasn't, we would all be sick and afflicted. But God, he is merciful. But I give you that example to let you know, see how quick he responded. You're fired. Goodness. He could have at least given me a week, you know, to see if I was going to improve, because tomorrow I'm going to come in at 9. If I got by with getting by at 8:30, tomorrow I'm going to come in at 9, see? Yeah, that's right. But see, that's the way we do God. Now, I'm serious now. That's the way we do God. And that's why so many of us are sick. Because let's look at this next verse. And you shall, verse 25, and you shall, wait a minute, verse 25, yeah. And you shall serve the Lord your God. And if you serve the Lord your God, then he shall do what? Oh, now how many of us want to be blessed? Oh, we like that. I love being blessed. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Now, if we got sickness in the midst of us, now technically speaking, I want you to know, this of course were rules that was made under the law. Now this is before the coming of Christ. So if he demanded this kind of service, if we loved him and served him and put no other gods before him, and he would take all sickness and disease away from him under the law, and now we're supposedly under this new covenant that we have, which is a better covenant, if you serve him, not only will he take sickness and disease away from you, but he'll give you power over the devil and his demons. And you can pray the prayer of faith for people and see him do great and wonderful things.
Amen.
So now, if you're not doing that, you're not putting him first, then what do you think he's going to do? He's not going to take sickness away from the midst of you, and he will not give you power under his new covenant. So how many of you was in a church like I was? I was in a church until I was about 40 years old, 35 or somewhere at least. I had no idea that God did miracles or healings. I had never seen an answer to prayer. Anybody ever been in a member of a church like that that never seen a miracle or healing in your whole life? Hey, that's a lot of us. That should never be. As the body of Christ, we should be walking in a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We ought to see God do great and awesome things. And that's what the Lord is doing with this ministry. You know, in fact, this gentleman that's come sneaking in over here, right here, I'm going to tell you, Eldon, since you're standing up there, now he worked till 1:30 and then had to drive 2 hours to get home. See, so I mean, I'm amazed that he's here so early. So praise the Lord. But he's another one of them hard workers. But that man you just saw walk in right there, that man right there, he is a member of this ministry. He is a hard worker in this ministry. And when my wife met him and his wife a few years ago, she told me after we got married, she said, Eldon was the first godly man I ever met in my life. Because Cheryl had fell out of a truck singing one night with her daughter and fell overboard. Now, she had never heard this story about sin brings devastation in your life. Well, now you think that anybody that never heard this, you think that even as a Christian you could walk in some kind of sin? Sure you can. Sure, and she had broken God's rules lots of ways, but she didn't know it either. Nobody ever told her. And so because of sin in her life, different kinds of sin, which all of us have got different kinds of sin, she fell out of a pickup on her head, busted her head, broke some vertebrae, broke some ribs. I mean, just fixed her up good. Well, now, she went to the hospital. They'd done surgery on her. They'd done all kinds of things to her. And for the next 5 or 6 years, she was in rehab. And she had trouble going to the bathroom. She had pain. She had all kinds of problems. And then she met this man and his wife, Eldon. And Eldon prayed the prayer of faith over Cheryl, and God instantly healed all of those problems. First godly man she'd ever met. Now, all I can say is, what a shame that she had to suffer all this time and meet one man. A man, finally, one man that believed God and was walking holy in obedience to His Word. And he prayed the prayer of faith for her, and that night God touched her and healed her. And everything in her body started working perfect. Took away her pain, her kidneys started working right, and everything for the first time in 5 or 6 years.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what I say too. Hallelujah. And of course, Eldon, he's just like me. He's so grateful that God answers his prayers. Amen. See, so that's another reason. He knows God. That's why he comes over here and works till 1 o'clock in the morning, putting in potties over there so y'all would have those today. See, he was back there while I was running water line across this place. He's over there. Dave's back. Everybody's here working, doing things so y'all will have these things we need today. But it didn't come without a cost, you know. And of course, what kind of pay do we get for doing this? We got the best benefit package in the world, you know, the best benefit package in the world. There ain't no pay. Yeah, there's nothing you can do that pays better than what we do.
Amen.
I mean, God blesses us with health and knowledge and everything. But he says there, under Exodus 23, verse 25, if we don't bow down to these other gods, we don't serve these other gods, we don't bow down in front of that television set for hours at a time, we don't bow down. That's just like one day I was over, a guy was having a little problem, young guy, he was having a physical problem, asked me to come to his house. And I went over there Sunday after church, and I walked into his house, and as I'm talking to him, he's trying to watch 2 football games. He's got 2 TVs going. He's trying to watch 2 football games. He's got the Fort Worth and the Dallas newspaper laying on the deal, and they're scattered all over the place. And every time there's a commercial here or something, he's over here reading the Dallas paper. And then he's over here reading the Fort Worth paper. And then the football game's back on. And then when I finally got his attention and found out he had sickness, I said, well, would you mind turning them off? He said, well, I can't turn them my football games. I said, well, you want to be sick? You want to die? Or you want to get well? Well, I want to get well. I said, then turn them off. Ooh, can't we wait till the game's over? Now, what's he's got? What's he's got? The football games. Yeah. No, I said, no. I mean, I've got to where, you know, maybe I'm not compassionate enough. I go over to your house. And you're sick and you got cancer or diabetes or whatever, and I need to minister to you, and you ain't got time for me. Your family's here, or you need to go do this, or you need to go, I'm sorry, Thurman, can you come back another time? No. No. You either got time for God now or die. I'm sorry.
Amen.
You know, I'm sorry. So, and of course now, you know, We try our best to minister as to as many people as possible, but the first thing you got to know is I'm not the healer. He's the healer. And if you don't put him first, then that's why you're sick in the first place. See, because what did he say here? If you shall serve the Lord, you notice that great big capital letters? If you serve the Lord, your God, now then if the Lord your God is God, now if it's not that television set, and it's not that newspaper, and it's not the worldly stuff, he said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, then he, God, will bless your bread and your water. You won't even have to bless it. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Of course, I like to speak a blessing over it anyway. You know, I just like to kind of double up here and be a little bit careful. But he said, he will bless my bread. He'll make it good for my body, and he will bless my water. And by the way, those of you that know, the little orange jug sitting back there in the back, which come from Home Depot, it has well water in it here, which I have had a full analysis run on this, and the guy said this is some of the best, cleanest, purest water he's ever checked. Well, it's that way because I prayed over it.
Amen.
You know, I pray over the water here. I ask the Lord to bless that water so that it will be good. So this cup's back there and everything. If you need a drink, the water in that jug is better than any water you'll buy. It's better than any tap water. It has no stuff in it that will kill you, you know, like the one in town. You know, the water in town, they got stuff in it to kill the bugs in it. So enough of that, guess what it'll do? Did you know there's a limit to the stuff they put in the water? And if they happen to inject a little more than it's supposed to, not only will it kill the bugs, it'll kill you. So if it's in there and it kills the bugs and they got a little more, I can't detect. So I don't like to drink it. So if I do drink it, I sure drink it in faith. Lord, bless this water. And some of you, if you've ever been with me when I bless the food or been in a restaurant where you hear me do this, Lord, I ask you to bless this food to our bodies, put everything in it we need and take everything out of it we don't need and bless it to these bodies in the name of Jesus. Now, that pretty well covers everything. So when you speak it like that, then whatever you eat is going to be good for your body. But if you will, he will bless your bread and water. And then if you will serve the Lord your God, he will take how much sickness away from you? If God will, if we're obedient to serve him under the law, and if we serve him and put nothing before him, how much sickness and disease did he say they were going to have? None. Not any. So there's a problem in the church today. Because we got people in the church that are sick, right? We got people in the church that are having all kinds of physical problems, and the healing schools that I teach, rarely do I ever have anybody come to one of these that's not already a Christian. You know, it's nearly the body of Christ that needs to be healed. And that's good, because God wants you healed, and that's why he brings you here. That's why he brings you here. Now then, I want us to go to Deuteronomy 7:15. We see this promise in Exodus. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15, and let's see what this says here. It says in Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee how much sickness? Now, of course, if you haven't read everything preceding this, it goes through the same scenario. You got to serve him, put him first. You can't go home and watch the television every day and leave the Bible sitting on your table. You can't listen to those worldly songs all day long and know all those words and don't know any hymns. And you can't be one of those normal children. I say, what is your favorite verse in the Bible? And they go to church and mom and daddy goes to church. And they cannot quote me a single verse from God's Word.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.